How are you? Happy, happy, happy Thursday. Man, I love me a Thursday because I plan and do projects on Monday. There's no calls for me or anything on a Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, I work my ass off for other people because I like it. They're good clients and everything. And then Thursday, I have nothing to do. I'm like, woohoo! And Friday, I have nothing to do. I'm like, double woohoo, let's ride the motorcycle. And Saturday, it's like, even less to do. And Sunday, even less to do. It's awesome. You need to do that. It's good stuff. So before you do anything, which is the show today, there are four questions I want you to ask yourself. Four questions before you do anything. And I'm going to, these are mostly voluntary questions, things that you do. I want you to ask yourself before you start doing these things. I stole this, by the way. Well, borrowed it. And I'll give you credit, but thanks to Brent, and we'll go through his stuff here in a minute, tell you where the book is and all that stuff. But when I read it, I kind of said, this is very cool stuff. And I began to, I borrowed it and I applied it in my life. And there's nothing really new in life. Most people who do anything will figure it out. I've often said in this world of personal development, and come here, let me give you some real insight. Okay. This is Scott Logic, right? You can get the tips and the tricks and the ideas and the insight that I give you. This is like, you know, talking to somebody who's just lived life longer. You can pull that stuff out of me and that's cool. But ultimately, if you get out and live life and just put yourself into action mode, you're going to figure it out. You have no choice. You will. It may take longer. Yeah. And that's why you want to read and want to listen to podcasts and want to work with coaches and things, because they'll get you there faster and they'll show you exactly how to do it. That's what I do with people all the time. But ultimately, if you just stay the course and decide what you want to do, and every single day you focus on that and you just deal with all the little challenges that come up in front of you along the way, you're going to get what you want. You will get. And you ask anybody who's lived more than a few years and they will tell you that. That's why people are mostly happiest in their life when they're 60 plus, because they've figured everything out. It comes to you. But you're here today, no matter where you are in your world. My goal is to accelerate you a little bit if I can. Would it be cool? How are you? It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer, and the caretaker of Scott Logic. It's important. It was a gift given to me. It's a common sense thing that comes along when you have a very common name. So everything you hear today is just, it's Scott Logic. It's how I see the world. And after you know how I see the world, you'll see the world just a wee bit differently today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Facebook group is cool. My goal is to get to about 600, 700 members this week. Evidently, I don't have a goal that's rock solid, do I? Yeah, something like that. Just grow. If you're into Facebook, if you want to communicate with me, it's a cool group. They're cool people. I moderate the crap out of this thing, honestly. If you're a bad person, if you're not nice, and if you're not cool, if you come in there and stir it up and make people feel bad and angry or try to sell your stuff, you're out of here. Boom. I don't even talk to you. I just block you. That's all there is to it. It's the way the world should be. Wish more groups are like that, but that's how my group is. So if you're cool and you want to hang out, you want to chat with me a little bit, I'm there often throughout the day. I just stop in every so often. Go to facebook.com/groups/dailyboost podcast and we can chit chat about stuff. I'm always hearing people. Some people say lots of things. One of the biggest things I have is, how do you stay so positive? And I'm a positive guy. I'm an optimistic guy. I don't think I'm unrealistically that way. I see the world for exactly as it is. All the good, the bad, the evil, and everything. I see it. I just accept there's evil and bad in the world. There is. And yet, I just focus on the good stuff. I focus on what I can control. I focus on my mind, which is, to me, is the biggest challenge of the world. How do I get my mind straight? And you should do the same thing. But how do I stay positive in the moment when crap happens? There's a mind hack. You want it? I actually promised this on Tuesday. I finally got to it on Thursday. I'm sorry. I had a coaching client ask me about it on Tuesday. He says, I thought you were going to ask me about it on Tuesday or tell us on Tuesday. I said, yeah, I just forgot. I'm sorry. So I gave it to the coaching client that day, but he pays me a lot of money, so he could get that. So here it is. staying positive, the mind hack is that we understand there's a shift at a time when your mind shifts to something. Say it shifts to something negative, bad. You're thinking bad thoughts, bad thoughts, bad thoughts. I name it. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. You may have missed it, but I named my wife something. I'll just be honest with you. You know, I've been married now 14 years, known Joy 15 years. And she's a beautiful woman, love her, get along great in every possible way. But, you know, from day one, we've worked out of our home together. And we've had like 9 married lifetimes together. And sometimes I get under her skin. Oh, yeah, I'm a high maintenance male. Trust me, ladies, you do not want me, Scott. You're kind. You're sensitive. You're very intimate. You'll talk. You'll say things. You'll go places no other man will go. Yeah, you're right. You don't want that around all the time. Trust me. It's a challenge. That's my wife. But sometimes she does it to me, too. She does. Sometimes she just gets under my skin. Everybody gets under your skin from time to time, but I love her to death. And so I stay positive with her and with about 1,000 other things. So when Joy does that to me and I'm feeling like, row, 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 I say, Joy being Joy. That's what I love her for. But ultimately, the three words, Joy being Joy, shifts me out of my state of mind right away. I have a label to it. And in that instant, boom, I am just back where I used to be. And what I find is that with anything I do, and again, I have labels for all kinds of things. When things get under my skin, and they do, I just call it something that I've given it a name for. And for a millisecond, I break free back to my default way of thinking, and I'm fine. I move on. Simple tip, and try it. Try it today. Test it out. Let me know what you feel in the Facebook group where I can chat back with you, okay? So let me give you those four questions because we all have dreams. We all have daydreams. We all have you know, things that we want to have happen in our future. I've just always believed that dreams are goals that you got to nurture. That's it. I know. Dreams are goals that have not been realized yet. Yeah, everybody says that. I get it. I'm going to say the same thing. We're human. We all know the same stuff, right? But I think you have to nurture them. I do. But I also think you got to be realistic about it. So if you have a voice inside your heart that's telling you to do something, have you ever had that? Go do this, but I don't know if I should, Scott. Come on, let's do it. Oh, no, I'm so scared. My inner voice tells me this is your passion, and yet your inner voice is always saying, are you out of your mind? Tell me I'm not right on that one, huh? So Brett Pinvidic's book, P-I-N-V-I-D-I-C, Pinvidic, is that how you say it? He wrote a book called The 3-Minute Rule. It is probably a couple of years old right now. I read it maybe 9 months ago. And he does presentations. He sells movies and stuff in Hollywood. That's what he does. And, you know, where everything has to boil down to 60 seconds. And you have to get your pitch out there. I focus on that quite a bit. I'm going to help you with that here soon to get your focus out there. But the 3-Minute Rule that he wrote had 4 questions. These are the 4 questions. And if you take these, so here's the challenge for you today. Anything that comes up you decide to go do, I want you to apply these four questions. It will change how you think. At bare minimum, it's going to do that. It's going to stop you, make you pause, make you consider what's happening and do that. So question number one, what is it? Do you understand exactly what you want out of whatever you're thinking? If you don't know what it is and you don't understand exactly what you want, why would you ever begin? Not going to get it. Number two, how does it work? How will you go about reaching your goal? And what will the likely outcome be? Now, I know people say, Scott, my why is more important than my how. I don't believe that. I think you need to know what it is. And what it is very definitely going to go to how does it work. It's natural, right? And you can start thinking about that. And then it's, can you do it? Is your plan reasonable? It's the third question. I mean, do you have the time, the money, the skill to make it happen? And finally, are you sure? Are you willing to put in the effort? Are you confident you can achieve your goal? So it's 4 simple questions. And where's the why come into play? This is just me, and I get it. You know, everybody talks about the why first. And I guess sometimes the why does come in first. But I'm a human, and I use Scott logic. And I understand that usually for me, it's what the heck do I want? And there's probably a why fishing around there somewhere. And yet if I go through these 4 questions and I get to the end of it and everything has kind of aligned and I'm like, well, maybe I'm there, maybe I'm not. Maybe I've got some work to do. When I get to that point, the why gets really strong, particularly if I think I can really do it. Have you ever seen that? Like, oh my God, I'm all set for this. So if I do anything on this show, I'm going to take you around and around and look at it from every single angle. I'm not going to take what just somebody says works. I'm going to say what I've seen work for myself and others and give you some options there. What is it? How does it work? Can you do it? Are you sure? 4 questions from Brent Pinvidic's book, The 3-Minute Rule, that have a pretty big impact on anybody that I tend to share that with. And I think they're going to have an impact on you too as well. You ever be learning something and saying something and you think, I'm so smart, I'm a smarty pants, I just know everything. I've been doing this, this type of work 25 years now. I'm pretty smart at what I do because I've studied a lot and done a lot. But sometimes you come up with something and like 5 years later, you'd be like reading a book and say, well, Aristotle said that first. Like, wait a second. Aristotle got to it first? Yeah. Yeah, they all did. There's so much personal development stuff. Why is that? Because ever since you were born and about tens of thousands of years before that, other humans were born. They all wanted exactly what you did. To be an Instagram star. No, that's not true. But they had their version of being an Instagram star. You can, as my dad used to say, damn well guarantee that. All righty. We do it our way. And if you like our way, my way, I'm glad you're here. And if not, thanks for stopping by. Tomorrow, mindfulness starter thoughts just for you. I'll see you then on a Friday.